in your face. Joined by Jesse Ryan, who's got Skin the Performance and Skin the Exhibition happening at Midsummer. Jesse, welcome to 3CR. We're going to talk about the performance.
Yeah.
I just love that.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for having me back, James. I'm glad to hear you're feeling better as well. So, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, what's happening with Skin the Performance? There's tattooing, right?
Yeah, I'm getting tattooed live on stage with words that were not chosen by me, but the community participants which feature in the exhibition. I was just chatting to a friend out in the courtyard before, and like, I feel it's like very indicative of where the situation is with the arts, but everyone's very risk adverse these days. In this show, I'm just like, let's chuck all the risk right on the stage and just hope to God it all works out. And it does, and it will. We're rehearsing, but it's a very much an improvised piece as opposed to, say, Crave, which I did last year, which was very narrative-driven.
You are so good at all of that, taking the risks and just delivering. You've got a great crew of people joining you, like Brent and Gaia, right?
Yeah, I am. Brent and Gaia, we go way back, me and Brenton, a long time. But Brenton featured in an exhibition I did, I think, back in 2008. So Brenton Guy is one of the community participants, and he speaks very openly about his position within the HIV-positive community, also as an elder. And as you know, I'm very, very much centered on those kind of experiences of elders and being able to pass on that knowledge and community histories in really creative and engaging kind of ways. And that's what Skin is about.
You've had a huge year. Tell us about this year and kind of what you're kind of segueing into.
Yeah, wow. It's like it's only January and I can't believe it's January 30 already, and it does feel like it's been like 5 years. I started this year with the Rose Strong Window, which is a lead into this exhibition. I DJ'd, MC'd and produced a Midsummer Carnival after party at Section 8 on the 18th of January. And then I got these two projects on the 6th, 7th and 8th. And then the project that I did last year, Crave, those community histories are coming back via QR codes, which are going to be the length of the Victoria Pride Street Party on the Sunday as well. So people will actually be able to go around with their smartphones, scan the QR codes and listen to these really beautiful, important pieces of history. And I'm really proud that that project, which was huge last year, has still got a life and is still making positive impact in the community.
The pressure gives you momentum though, right?
Yeah. I mean, diamonds, you know.
It's diamonds.
Like, yeah, exactly. Pressure makes diamonds or constipation.
Love it.
Yeah.
Really. So, but it gives you this great momentum. It makes you dig deep. But also, what else is going on for you?
I'm going back into comedy festival in March. So I don't really have much of a break this year. And it's like, it's been a lot of work in the background to be able to deliver effectively six projects in the first, you know, 12 weeks of the year. But right now I'm very much like a week out from this exhibition and performance. So that's very much where my head's at the moment. It's really interesting. You work on something for like 6, 7, 8 months and then you get into the space and you're like, oh my God, all these ideas that I had have completely changed. So yeah, the gallery will be transformed over the next week. We finally got in there today and it's all very immersive video portraits of queer bodies and tattoos and multiple projection feeds going across the walls. With Crave, we had the QR codes. So this year, again, you'll have QR codes, which you can scan and then listen to the oral histories of the six community participants talking about themes of pride, permanence and power.
So how have the ideas changed?
I guess, you know, I think in the arts, you've got two things. You've got the full cream and the skim version. I am still fortunate, I guess, to have had funding for this project. But like a lot of people and a lot of organizations, the funding that I got this year is half of what we requested. So that's one of the things which really does make a project change. And it's not such necessarily a bad thing. It makes you have to be more resourceful and more creative in finding solutions.
Because you're not doing the scheme, you're doing the full cream and you're doing the creativity, you know, through those solutions, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I still have some luxury items in this show. Like,
What?
Lasers. So Mark Pascal, he's an absolute legend, like the OG laser person in NAMM. He's been doing a lot of this stuff for Strawberry Fields, Esoteric, Rainbow, all these big festivals. So as part of Skin the exhibition, we don't just have live tattooing. We also have like full-blown lasers going on in the space.
Is it just you being tattooed or other folks as well?
Just me being tattooed.
Are you nervous?
I mean, kind of. I mean, it is... I don't think I have the time at the moment to be nervous. It's just one of those things where I'm just like, oh, okay, this is happening now. Let's just do it. But it's an act of permanence, right? And theatre and art can be such a fleeting space so often. And I'm very much about how I create something of permanence within that very world of flux, you know?
You are a larger-than-life figure on Melbourne's art scene. Do you feel that?
I don't let myself. You know what I mean? I don't let myself. If anyone's listening to this interview who know me will probably laugh, but I do try and remain humble. You know, I'm just one part of like a really larger network. I'm just one clog in a larger machine, you know. Yeah, I guess that's kind of how I feel. But then I also have to like take a step back and realize like this is my second solo exhibition and second large performance piece in like 12 months, right? So I just don't have time to think about it too much. Like, I'm so focused on just getting the work out there at the moment that I'm not really engaging with anything else, you know? I'm just head down, bum up, getting the work done.
But that's a good space to be.
Yeah, it's lovely. And it's such a fortunate blessing to be able to create work as well and create anything, you know, at this stage. I think this is a time when the world really needs art and bold conversations to be brought to the public through creativity. So that's what I'm trying to do.
I mean, I don't doubt your humbleness because you are, but what I find fascinating is the energy. I mean, you must feel that.
Yeah, I do. I have no nervous system. That died and burnt out quite a few years ago. But yeah, I mean, also, I'm a medicated insomniac, so that really does help with the energy levels and being able to get shit done because I don't sleep without medications.
Tell us about some of the other folks who are going to be in Skin.
Yeah, so it's directed by the incredible Ariane Casa, who did Medium at Abbotsford Convent last year, where I was as well, and I fell in love with Ari's work. Incredibly sexualized dance piece, which was like a Gucci ad campaign on acid with people in chicken masks. It was one of the most incredible pieces of performance. Rosie Ray, who's an incredible DJ, anyone who's ever heard Rosie Ray play, you know exactly how great she is. So she's doing all the sound and DJing for the performance. Danny V, who's my tattooist, and then obviously Mark Pascal as well on the lights. Then we move across to the community participants. So alongside Brenton Geyer, we've got Sprinkle. She's been around in the queer, kink, BDSM kind of scenes for a long time. Georgie McLaren, who's a young ADHD kid, theatre maker. Dax Carney Harrison, who's an incredible trans theatre maker, and then Wendy. Wendy works with Lucretia and Desard, doing all their leatherworks and harnessing. So it's all these stories coming together, and it's gorgeous. It's, you know, it's just so beautiful.
You've been DJing as well. How's that kind of manifest? And why are you laughing about that?
It's hilarious because I've been thinking about DJing for a long time, and how I got into it was I was literally walking down my street, and there was a DJ deck in Hard Rubbish that one of my neighbors was just like throwing out on the side of the road. I took it home and I plugged it in and it worked. And I'm like, oh, well, this is a sign. This is a sign. So I played my first gig at Joey Smalls on Sydney Road late last year. Just did the Section 8 gig, doing a live set on Kiss FM next Thursday as well. So I love DJing. It's it makes sense for me. Like, totally makes sense for me to be DJing.
I think so as well. Right? I mean, that energy, that whole momentum, and you just on the decks.
Yeah,
wow.
It's great. You know, like, I've got Rave on both my knuckles tattooed down there. So, you know, it's just like, you know, it's so joyous. Like, being able to create an atmosphere of, like, celebration and inebriation sometimes and bringing people together on a dance floor. It's just, it's the most beautiful, special feeling I can ever really imagine, you know? Love it. Absolutely love it.
Are you still doing arts reviews?
No, not at the moment. And the problem with that is every publication that I kind of have been writing for have all gone through restructuring. So I'm not going to mention any of those names, but most of the outlets that I used to write for have all, you know, just no funding, no money anymore, and that's indicative of the media landscape.
You don't need them anyway.
I mean, no. I mean, I'm getting, you know, I just wrote a piece for The Age late last year, so I'm definitely still in the media game, but I'm definitely more in the mainstream these days, which is great. Like, a minority voice like mine, trans, non-binary, sex worker, HIV positive, being able to report on stories from my community in a mainstream press is incredible. That's the kind of impact that media can have, and I'm so proud and, again, feel very privileged that I have that.
Well, you are a living piece of art anyway. I mean, you feel that walking down the street, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I turn out a look. Yeah.
Jesse, give us the details for Skin, the performance and the exhibition.
Yep, so Skin is happening at 8 p.m. on Friday the 6th of February, which is next Friday at 14 Langridge Street in Collingwood. All the information is on the Midsummer website, midsummer.org.au. Just search for Skin. And the exhibition is running from 12 p.m. on Friday, February 6th, I think from 11 a.m. on the Saturday, and then all day as part of Victoria Pride Street Party on the Sunday, because we're literally just off Smith Street.
Jesse, great to see you. Thanks for popping in.
Whoops. Thank you so much, James. Really appreciate it.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.